You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. We are quickly approaching the end of the year, and with that, holiday season. And for some people, that means getting rid of old stuff, preparing for new, or for having a ton of relatives in your house, which can mean staying organized and attacking clutter, my mortal enemy. So we're bringing in an expert to help us plan and also talk about why trendy minimalism doesn't have to cost a fortune. Julie Carlson is the author of the new book, Remodelista, The Organized Home, and the co-founder of Remodelista.com. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, when I think about the sort of culture right now and the ferocious success of something like Marie Kondo's book, or all of these exhortations to be a minimalist, there seems to be a movement in America to get rid of stuff and pare down to what you need. What do you think is behind that?
We've evolved into a place where there's so much fast fashion. There's so much to buy now. I think it's human nature to want to accumulate. And now I think we're just being encouraged to buy too much. So I think that's where it's coming from, is I think we all have too much stuff.
Does this end up being a champagne problem? You know, I mean, is it a problem only at the high end, or do you see this kind of across income levels when you think about kind of just how people interact with stuff?
I think it's everyone. I think we're all very tempted to accumulate.
Remodelista really thinks about and looks at design, and you're talking about sort of remodels and principles. This is really about, in some ways, it feels like working with stuff you already have, not
right.
Starting from scratch. I mean, is it the inverse of the site?
I suppose you could say that. We also wanted to approach organization from a different lens. We didn't want it to be all about ridding your house of everything but the essentials. We wanted it to be more about how to live with what you love and how to organize out in the open what you love. So, for instance, I'm a huge believer in creating beauty around your kitchen sink.
Not a particularly traditionally beautiful spot.
Exactly. But it can be a beautiful spot if you just take a little time to decant your soap dish into a glass pump dispenser, which is what I do. So you don't have to look at the sort of the plastic bottle of dish soap or whatever you use. And I'm kind of like weirdly obsessed with sponges. Like I can't stand purple sponges or blue sponges. So I get these sort of natural sponges and I keep them sort of arrayed in these lovely little ceramic dishes. And it makes doing the dishes, for me, quite pleasurable.
Well, a lot of the things you are talking about, decanting or making things look pretty, they sound expensive. Do they have to be expensive?
No, not at all. I buy glass jars from IKEA and keep my flour and my rice and grains and so on in these jars neatly lined up in my kitchen cabinet. And I think they're about $2 each. I mean, it's not nothing, but it's not.
But it's not crazy expensive.
It's within reach, yeah.
One of your sort of early commandments in this book is to buy fewer, better things. Meaning what? Can you share with me a few examples?
Yes. Well, strangely enough, I have a fixation on garbage cans. And I can't stand a kind of an ugly plastic garbage can sitting in the middle of my kitchen. So one of the first things I did when we moved to New York into a smaller apartment and with a smaller kitchen was invest in this obscenely expensive white enameled French garbage can.
Whoa.
And it costs the same as a pair of, you know, high heels. But how many times a day do you use a garbage can? Dozens. And I get more use out of that, more pleasure out of that garbage can than I do out of a pair of shoes that sit in the back of a closet that maybe I wear twice a year.
Well, to push back on that a little bit, people are going to listen to this and say, well, I can't afford to spend a lot of money on a garbage can. So what are the strategies then for buying fewer, better things that are not going to break the bank?
Right. One of the things we do on Remodelista that's popular with our readers, high-low. So on that, for that very same garbage can, I have that can, and then I have one that's about an eighth of the price. You'd have to go to the site to find it because I can't remember what the But they're you know, there's IKEA makes very nice garbage cans. I think it depends on what you want to splurge on.
I am also curious about what is the bane of my organizational, you know, attempts. I will get really fired up about something. I will tackle the closet, the cabinet, whatever, And then 2 months later, I just totally backslide. How do you not do that?
That's a really good question. I'm guilty of the same thing. I try to do little check-ins once every couple of weeks in my own closet, for instance, and pick up stuff that's fallen on the floor, reorganize my hanger, you know, reorganize according to color or whatever, you know, system I'm using at the time. So I think you just have to do these little check-ins, these, you know, every couple of weeks. And we're not maniacal about it. None of us are like organization freaks. Like, we all have our little, on Remodelista, to each one of us has our little circle of hell, but it's maintenance.
Julie Carlson from Remodelista and one of the authors of Remodelista, The Organized Home, thank you.
Thank you.
And you can find advice from Julie Carlson on how to organize your home on our website, marketplace.org.